You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
I was seeing a little article about some scientists were trying to play classical music for cows, right? So this kind of stuff has been done a long time, and I was thinking, man, if you've still got a science project due, I got an idea. It's not an original idea. A young lady did it years and years ago. I mean, I think it was over 30 years ago. She was listening to The Sound of Life, 89.7. I think that was it. Right here. So she had two plants that were identical in identical soil planted at the same time. One listened to a radio station that was not The Sound of Life. And another one listened to exclusively 89.7. And she wanted to see if it affected their growth. And she showed that, and of course, yeah, I was thinking about different things, but she showed that the plant that listened to The Sound of Life actually grew better, right? And she used that as her scientific experiment. And I thought, that's really actually pretty cool. Why don't we do that?
Oh, right? You've got to admit, yeah. That is pretty neat.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
A little bit of worship for you this morning, all right? Quality's not all that great, the recording quality. You just have to kind of picture them rejoicing as much as anybody on earth. A lot of these men have been told that they messed up, that they ruined their lives, but that's not what Jesus told them. Jesus told them, I'm a redeemer, and because I live, you'll live with me. Jesus is their only hope. They're incarcerated, 25 to life. But you would never know it looking at this worship singer. Mm-hmm. Absolutely incredible. The goodness of God radically changing the inside of that prison from the inside of those men right there. I just thought I'd share a little bit of worship from Sunday for
reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
We all regret things. I think about instances in my life and I think, wow, you know, you can never get them back. You have those regrets, and everybody does. In fact, it's in the book, Billy Graham, The Man I Knew. And Billy Graham was asked if he had any regrets in his life. And you know what he said? Yes, I do. He told me the story of how he was at a prayer breakfast in Washington, D.C., where President Kennedy was in attendance. Billy spoke at the event, and after it was over, the president said to him, Billy, I'd like you to ride back with me to the White House. I have something I want to talk to you about. Billy Graham must have been like, he said, listen, I'm pretty sick. He said, I don't want to get in the car with you. Last thing I want to do is get you sick. So maybe we could talk as soon as I get over this. And the president, sure, absolutely, no problem. Days later, President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. And Billy always regretted his decision to decline and wondered what the president wanted to talk to him about. You know, is there a way that we can do this? Anyway, it's just one of those incidences, I think, where God says, you know, I've got to, here's that window. It's okay. And who knows? Maybe it wouldn't have made any difference at all. But it's just one of those things that God covers with you. Yet, with all those mistakes, you're sitting there thinking about your regrets, and he's getting ready to make you an heir to the throne in Jesus' name.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
Got something good for you. Max Lucado. People love the way he sees things. You know, he's turned that camera angle just a little bit different than the rest of us see relationships and stuff. He said, if God had a refrigerator, your picture would be on it. If God had a wallet, your photo would be in it. See, God sends you flowers every spring and a sunrise every morning. Let's face it, God's crazy about you.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Be honest now. Don't you love it when guys cry? I mean, when they're so emotional, but they're trying not to be. And they're right on national TV. And you're like going, dude, let it out. It's phenomenal. It's incredible what happened. And if you watched the golf tournament yesterday from Rochester, New York, you know what I'm talking about. Because the story wasn't necessarily the man who won. He's a well-known golfer. He just won like three of those, right? It's kind of routine for him. He played phenomenal. And that's a hard golf course. That the one that they played, that PGA, and it's supposed to be the PGA on there. But the man that made the real story, the script of what happened to this man, would have probably been rejected as being too wild, right? His name is Michael Block. He's a 46-year-old head pro at a public golf course in California who just loves golf. He said, yeah, I love my family and all that, but I mean, you know, I just love golf ever since I was growing up. I was like, I just want to drive to the golf course every day. And he said, today, I drove to the PGA tournament and played in it. And it was phenomenal. He did very well. People were talking about him at the beginning of the day, Michael Block. He said when he found out he was paired up with Roy McIlroy, I can't remember his name right, he said, what? He couldn't believe it. And he was playing very well. He had to finish in the top 15 in order to qualify for next year's. And boy, did he barely do it. Dramatically. I saw that hole in one he got. Three holes from the finish, a par three. I have never seen a shot go right down into the hole. I mean, it didn't hit the green. It just went right into the hole. And he was stunned. And then he finished and he got a trophy and more money than he could ever imagine. And everybody back home at his club's all excited and everything. And I thought, wow, that's a really cool story. It's one of those things that I've always loved about sports, because you just never know what's going to happen. I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't like the NFL game back when the player's heart stopped and basically died on the field and everybody's around praise. It wasn't that dramatic, but it was pretty cool. When an average guy, if you want to know what he looks like, if you took his ball cap off and put a cowboy hat on him, he could fit right into Yellowstone. He could. This is incredible. And when he was talking, when he got asked the question, you could tell he was so emotional. They should have a section after every event, and sometimes they do, where you just say, guys, just let it out.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The Sound of Life.
On your worst days, you're a child of God. On your best days, you're a child of God. Remind yourself of three things every morning. A small thing you are proud of. A moment you are looking forward to. And something that went well the day, or I say the week before, right? There you go. Three things.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The Sound of Life.
You know, something really cool. I was thinking about Tim Keller, as a lot of us were over the weekend paying a tribute to him this morning. A lot of his famous quotes, almost like a modern day C.S. Lewis. But he said what we all know, but think about it every day. You have to think about, suppose you're falling off a cliff. And would you have strong faith in a weak branch, or would you rather have weak faith in a strong branch? Of course, salvation is not finally based on the strength of your faith, but on the object of your faith.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.